Skip the ramen noodles. Don't even think about a frozen pizza. It's time to find out where you'll enjoy some drinks and dinner tonight.
Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
On KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM.
And a glorious Saturday afternoon, fellow foodies. Happy holiday shopping. Oh, we've got a full crowd out here of On the Menu Live enthusiasts. Thanks so much for turning out for a lovely broadcast edition of On the Menu Live. And whether you're listening to us live right now on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM, perhaps you're streaming live on our website, www.onthemenulive.com. Perhaps you're even listening to us worldwide on the iHeartRadio Network. No matter how you're hearing my voice, we are so glad you're here. And guess where here is, fellow foodies? Here is at Wildflower American Cuisine, the very first Fox restaurant to ever grace Southern Arizona, and we have got an action-packed and delicious show lined up for you. We're on the southwest corner of Oracle and Ina in the Casas Adobas Plaza, and we are going to have a great show. In fact, Regan Jasper is going to be here, and he's going to be reading a trivia question for here us later in the show, and the first person to call the station with the right answer is actually going to get a Wildflower gift certificate, suitable for framing, fellow foodies, but you probably want to use it to enjoy Wildflower for yourself. Well, speaking of enjoying someone to myself for the full hour. Well, her boyfriend's here, so he might not like that. But anyway, live, in person, at Wildflower, the Tucson community manager for Yelp.com, Bella Huffroy is in the house. What's up, girl?
Hello. Thank you so much for having me today, and way to get the last name right.
Huffroy.
Huffroy.
Isabella Huffroy.
Yes.
I mean, I could speak like that. Yeah, I think I need some Argentinian music or some Spanish.
Yes.
Some whatever, because the Huffroy just rolls off my tongue.
Sangria.
Sangria.
Rolls your R's.
I don't even need to be here. You just take over the show. This is great. So this is your On the Menu Live debut. This is an exciting moment.
It is. Thank you so much. It's very exciting. And it was a goal of mine to wrap up 2012 as a guest on your show, and here I am.
I'm blushing.
Thank you so much.
I'm starting to blush.
I'm blushing.
Well, you know, you're hitting it out of the park so far. I mean, everyone's smiling. There's this great vibe here, this great groove. But anyway, let's talk a little bit about Yelp. Because Yelp is, I think, this kind of fascinating online tool that is really providing people with the opportunity to be interactive and to make their opinions known about everything from barbershops to restaurants to bars to, whatever there is. If you have an opinion, you can go to Yelp.com and communicate that opinion. So talk a little bit about Yelp in Southern Arizona. I imagine restaurants are probably the most often thing that people are Yelping about here in town.
Actually, the largest reviewed category is retail.
Wow.
Followed by restaurants.
Surprising.
Very surprising, because I think that is the common thought, that people are out there Yelping about restaurants, which they are, but retail takes the larger piece of the pie. But here in Tucson, we're seeing Yelpers Yelp about everything from restaurants to retail to the dentists and plumbers, anything you can think of, really.
Someone's going to Yelp about a plumber.
Oh, yes. And I'm thankful for it. And
yeah,
movers,
I think that's
great. And storage units. I recently moved and turned to Yelp to look for those services. So I'm thankful for that. And
I think that's kind of the idea, right, Bella? Because if you're going to make a decision, a buying decision, whether that's a cocktail or you need someone to come and unclog your toilet, I'm wondering how that segue even happened. Well, this is live radio. You got to go with it. You don't want to make a purchasing decision until you check out and see what your friends and neighbors had to say on Yelp. Is that how it works?
That's right. Definitely. I was on Facebook just the other day, and I saw someone asking about a refrigerator repair service. And I turned to Yelp right away, and I shared two links with her. And it was really exciting to see that part of the website growing as well. And we also have our mobile application that's very popular. People
yes.
are using their smartphones. We have it on iPhone, Android, BlackBerry smartphones, and people are checking into restaurants and sharing with the world where they're dining, where they're shopping, and sharing useful tips about their experiences.
That's great. Now, Yelp is, sort of got to be ready, because it's really it's honesty in a surround sound way, right? So it's the good and the bad and the ugly that people are experiencing. But I would imagine if you have, and this is just my idea, but if you have something that you want to share with the world, you're probably more apt to share something positive or not so much.
I absolutely agree with that.
Yeah.
It's so much easier to sit down and bring that excitement to your reviews about how awesome your experience just was. And we see that 80% or more of our reviews are positive experiences. People want to share the good, you know, and that's what it's all about. And of course, if you do have a negative experience, it's about sharing your useful feedback about that experience and learning from that.
Now, are you finding, Bella Hafarori, that when isn't that, how am I doing
you
here?
Got it. You nailed it again.
I'm so excited. I've reached a milestone in my elocutorial sophistication.
My father would be so proud.
Oh, is he? I think he might be listening.
I hope so.
Hello, Mr. Hafarori. Where are you? Anyway, so do you find that, let's just say for restaurants, for example, do you find that, let's just say someone is going to, well, both on the good side and the bad side, someone is going to Yelp about an experience. Are you finding that the restaurateur themselves are actually coming onto Yelp and being a part of that conversation? So let's say there was a mishap somewhere and someone's culinary experience. Does the restaurateur have the ability to come on and join the conversation and say,
absolutely,
I don't know what happened, come on back and I'll make it good?
Absolutely. Thank you for bringing up that awesome point. Business owners can do that by claiming their free business tools on the website at biz.yelp.com. And that allows them to join the conversation, respond to their reviewers privately or publicly, and respond whether it was a good experience or a bad. They can address it and encourage them to come back again. And business owners can also add photos to their virtual storefront and add a history and a description that's personalized about their business.
That's so great. We're talking to Bella Hafarori, the Tucson Community Manager for Yelp.com right here in Southern Arizona. I think one of the busiest women here in all of the Grand Canyon State. And wherever I see you going, there's always like a Yelp event going on. I mean, there's a tasting here, and there's colors here, and there's music, and there's balloons. And you actually bring the Yelp experience out into the community. It's not just something that lives online. Is that right?
That's correct. We partner with local businesses to celebrate what they're doing, and we bring Yelpers to their business, and we have a game. It gives the business owner an opportunity to put their best foot forward and share their favorite recipes and their cocktails, and it's really just a way for us to connect offline and build community.
That's great. Well, talk about cocktail. Talk about a great meal that actually you've experienced. I don't know, I'm putting you on the spot. Okay, so, you know, you actually, your job is to keep your finger on the pulse of what's going on here in Southern Arizona across a wide spectrum of activity. Mm-hmm. But my sense is that you like a good meal and a good cocktail every now and then. What on the local food and beverage scene has kind of captivated you, either on a plate or in a glass? Most recently,
I would have to say newbie Umi Star has really caught my attention with their creativity, and they're young guys really trying to push the limits here in Tucson. And I am a sushi lover, and so seeing great quality hit our town with creativity has been exciting. And they also have an awesome selection of craft cocktails. The Romantic Comedy is my personal favorite because it combines Aperol and gin and lemon, and it's just super refreshing and light and crisp, and I'm enjoying it right now.
I love it. You know, we actually did our show there a few weeks ago, and getting to know Chef Todd Hammerslag was an interesting experience. I mean, I think he's kind of a cool, funky kind of guy that shows up here a few years ago, I think, from Southern California. He has interesting ideas about your old stomping ground.
Exactly.
And so, yeah, I think they're doing fascinating things over there at Umi Star. Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. So now, people are Yelping a lot these days. So are people Yelping more during the holiday season? What are some of the Yelpings that you have been fascinated to see just over the last couple of weeks?
Well, it's definitely been a ton of retail Yelpings with our Yelp Shop's local promotion that we've been running since Black Friday, and it is essentially a pledge for the Yelpers to take to shop locally this season. So we're seeing them Yelp about their local favorites, where they're shopping for their families and kids. We've got a ton of great locally owned shops. Yikes Toy Store is one of them. Ooh on University,
Main
that
Gate
place
Square,
is awesome.
Right?
Yeah, yep. Main Gate Square. We just did a great shopping call with them, so it was incredible to see Yelpers come out and enjoy food and drink specials in addition to some discounts that were offered by retailers.
That's so great. Yeah. Curiously, how many, on average, how many people right here in Southern Arizona would you say are actively involved in Yelp, be it, you know, online or showing up at events, people that have really been embraced by this brand that is so visible here in town?
You know, it's a great question. Numbers fluctuate because people move in and out of cities, but I can tell you that we have had 84 million unique visitors per month
How many?
Overall, 84 million.
84 million.
33 million reviews.
They're all having lunch at Wildflower right now.
All across Yelp, all across the world.
Oh, so that's exciting.
It's been really exciting. Yelp has grown a lot. We're in 20 countries now. So you can travel the globe and Yelp your little heart out.
So what can we expect to see from Yelp as we go into 2013? What's Bella Hafroy going to be doing with her?
Oh, I'm so excited for 2013. I'm really excited to do some really great marketing promotions and partner with local restaurants on some fun cocktail promotions, bringing Yelpers into restaurants and having some competitions, perhaps.
Ooh.
I've got some few exciting secrets.
I think that's great.
Again,
we're talking to Bella Hafroy, the Tucson community manager for Yelp.com. She's our celebrity co-host for the full hour. We're broadcasting live from Wildflower American Cuisine, of course, on the southwest corner of Oracle and Ina in the Casas Adobes Plaza. This is a wonderful place. They actually just finished up a wonderful sparkling champagne session where they talked a little bit about the differences between the two. A lot of people use the word champagne where they shouldn't be. You know, and Regan Jasper was here to sort of talk the class through what's appropriate and how to go with that. But anyway, he's going to be talking to us here in a few minutes after the commercial break a lot about what they have going on during the holidays. Give us a Fox Restaurant Concepts corporate report. There's so much going on here, and it's all about the pies this holiday season. Chef Spike, the pastry chef, is going to have all kinds of pies for you to order, and you got to get your orders in very quickly, and Regan is going to give you all the information for that. We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors, and when we come back, we're going to be talking to Chef Maria Maison from Boca Tacos. Something crazy is going on her patio these days. You're listening to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell on KNST, AM 790, and now 97.1 FM. Don't go away.
Guy has the big bite. He has the dainty bite. It's On the Menu, live with Matt Russell on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of happiness here at Wildflower American Cuisine on the southwest corner of Oracle and Ina and the Casadobas Plaza. We are rocking the house with our celebrity co-host for the full hour, Tucson community manager for Yelp.com, the lovely Bella Hafroy.
Hello again.
Can I say lovely? I know your boyfriend is right there. And I don't want to get carried away, Bella. All right, anyway.
Lovely works. Lovely's great. I'll take
blush.
That any day.
Anyway, so I don't know if anyone got a chance to read Inside Tucson Business this week. A big announcement. I'm now the new food writer for Inside Tucson Business. I'm telling great stories about fascinating people doing fascinating things here on the Tucson food and beverage scene. And if you read the current story in Inside Tucson Business, there was this great story about exotic things happening in Tucson. Chefs in town that are doing exotic things on their menu. And there's one woman in particular who I had the chance to sit down and talk to about what she's doing on her menu. And we're going to be talking a little bit about that in a couple of seconds, but let's bring her on right now from Boca Tacos y Tequila, Maria Maison. What's going on, Chef?
Hola, hola. Hello. Hi, Bella.
Hola.
Hi. Hola, Maria.
Hola, hola, corazón.
¿Cómo estás?
Just talk good, amongst good. Yourselves, and Regan and I will have a beer. That's how it rolls. But anyway.
I know Bella from back in the day. Hi, Matt.
How are you, Maria? Always, it tickles me to hear your voice. I get a little shiver every time I talk to you because you're one of our favorite people because you do things so interesting. You take an idea of something like a taco, and I love when you said, you know, every time you see a taco on a menu that has sour cream and lettuce, you reaffirm your commitment to change the world one taco at a time, and you're doing that down there at Boca Tacos y Tequila down on Speedway. But we're going to get to that in a couple of minutes. But it's not just about tacos now at Boca. It's not just about tequila. You've got a couple of things that you're rolling out on your patio, and I'm the first in line. What are the newbies that you got going on your menu?
Well, we've taken advantage of the awesome patio we have at Boca, you know, seeing those sunsets every day. And I am a scotch drinker. So I said, okay, well, just bring scotches to the menu. You know, we do Mexican beers, micro brews. We have a lot of tequilas. So now we just, I think our collection is about six. It's not that big yet. I am learning as I go from scotches and whiskeys and, you know, single malt blends and all that jazz that is very, very complicated. People think that when it comes to scotch or tequila, it's just, oh, the good one, the expensive one, and it's beyond that. And now, every time you buy a scotch here at Boca, we give away a free cigar. I am not a cigar smoker. I love the smell, though.
I thought it was
a cool thing to do. Every time you buy a scotch, just sit down, enjoy great tacos, the sunset, and a good cigar and scotch. Why not?
I think that's fantastic. And, you know, your patio, I think it's just this funky space because you could watch the traffic going by on Speedway. It's a killer space to watch the sun go down. There's always something going on. The energy is very much alive out there. And you got these, you've nailed the taco. And we're going to talk a little bit about your culinary exoticism in just a couple of seconds. But you've got these wonderful range of tequilas. And now you're lining up scotch for people that want to pair up a great taco with a scotch. And giving people the opportunity to fire up a big fat stick right on your patio is like heaven to me.
There you go. Merry Christmas to you, Matt. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't know much about cigars or scotch once again. So I learn as I go. I learn from my reps. I learn from actually my customers, you know, and that's the fun part. They give me a lesson about scotch or cigars. And I talk about the little knowledge I have about tequila and a good beer. And of course, you know, my tacos and what's good to pair, and we just my salsas and so it's a whole experience when you come to Boca. You know, it's just music, the sunset, and might as well, you know, we're a local business, so it's awesome to see people coming through the doors and it's like, oh, I've never been here, but you're local, you do this different. So it's kind of nice, you know, to hear those comments from my customers.
I love it. And, you know, you've got this mantra, Miriam Maison, to change the world one taco at a time. And all it takes is people coming down there and having a taco. You talked about your kangaroo tacos you served recently, and you love to pair the kangaroo taco with a penasco añejo because you loved the gaminess of the kangaroo with the oak of that agave. Is that for real, Miriam Maison?
Yes, it is. You're gonna open a can of worms once again. But you know what? I am doing something different, you know, and I am doing something, and I respect, you know, all those people that activists and all that jazz, but I love food. I respect food. I respect the animal and the ingredient. And here in Tucson, it's funny because they say, oh, you know, where you buy a kangaroo? Local. And I'm like, really? Local kangaroos? Yes. Hopping in the parking lot. I try
down
to support, you know, I try to support small businesses or small places that carry those, you know, those exotic meats. And hello, I didn't grow up in Sonora eating kangaroo or rattlesnake, but for me it's also a challenge as a chef to make it, you know, taste good, to make, you know, to bring the gaminess out and play with flavors. No, it doesn't taste like chicken. Not everything exotic has to taste like chicken, but it's fun, you know. I thank God I have a good following for those Wednesdays, and, you know, it ranged from the kangaroo, the camel, rattlesnake, alligator, jellyfish, flowers, and other things that I don't think I can mention in the air.
Yeah, you know, it's one thing to make an exotic food and no one comes, but every time Wednesday comes around and you have Exotic Taco Wednesday, the marketplace responds. You've got a great following of people that love a little out of, you know, a little different thinking. But we got about another 15 seconds left in this segment. Want to remind all of our listeners to go say hi to Maria over at Boca Tacos. Tell everybody exactly where you're located and how they can find more information about you online, Maria.
Well, we're located in the old Greasy Tony spot. It's 828 East Speedway between Euclid and Park. It's the white building with the red lips. We're just a local taco restaurant with great tacos, great tequila, and now scotch. You can find us actually on Facebook and follow me on Twitter, Boca Tacos and Tequila.
Boca Tacos. Chef Maria Maison, always a pleasure having you on the show. I can't wait to see you.
Likewise. Thank you. Merry Christmas, guy. Bye, Bella.
To you
Bye,
as
happy
well.
Holidays.
Okay, so how do we segue, Bella Huffroy, from kangaroo tacos to, you know, the place that got the whole Fox restaurant concept story launched here in Southern Arizona? This is a story of success. It's a story of passion. It's a story of intrigue. And there's a man here that is so much a part of manifestation of all of those, wrapped up in a big red bow. In fact, he's actually wearing a big red bow right now. That's how he rolls. Regan Jasper.
How's it going, Matt?
Vice President of Beverage and Hospitality and partner for Fox Restaurant
Concepts. Wow, that sounds so formal.
I want to be a vice president of beverage when I grow up.
Yeah, it's a good gig.
I think the White House needs a beverage department. I want to be secretary of beverage. Yeah, I got to stand behind you.
I think that's my next step.
Okay, yeah. Regan Jasper, do you ever slow down?
No, not even a little bit. It's feet on the ground and going as fast as you can. And if you're not, if your feet aren't on the ground, get in an airplane and go fly somewhere where you can run.
that seems like
the direction of the company now is, we're on the road.
Great. So Wildflower, first Fox restaurant in Tucson. When was that?
1998.
That's unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
1998.
36 of them now.
And okay. And I was just about to say, so 98, in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't really seem like that long ago. No. And that was 35 restaurants ago.
Yeah, it's a blur.
Oh my gosh.
It's a total blur, but a lot of fun, a lot of friends along the way, and you know, it's just great.
You know, we love having
and
the
Tucson's
Fox,
home.
And I was
Tucson is home.
You saw the song in my heart because we are so blessed that Fox is a Tucson story.
Yes.
It's an old Pueblo story.
For sure.
And yes, you're very much a part. You're dominating, and Phoenix is a major hub for this company.
Yep.
But Tucson is where the story began.
Yeah, it's where the foundation is. It's where the roots are. It's where all of our partnerships and as far as friends and family and guests all formed, and it's fun coming back here, and I live here, but it's fun coming into the stores and just running into people, especially during the holidays, and you'd have these conversations for hours talking about some of our favorite experiences and some of the great meals that we've had together, and the community's friends more so than it is anything else. And that's what I love about Tucson is we're just such a community-based city.
So give us here we are at the end of the year, 2012 wrapping up, 2013 right around the corner. What, as vice president of beverage, you didn't know I was going to be playing this card the whole
show,
but it's probably a time for the state of the company address, right? I mean, looking back and looking forward, what can we expect to see out of Fox Restaurant Concepts in this glorious year that I think we're all expecting 2013 to be?
Well, I mean, 13's got some bright spots for us, and we've got another big growth year for us. So last year we opened 9 restaurants, and this upcoming year 13, we've got 5 just in the first 4 or 5 months. So I'm off to New Jersey starting in January, and we're going to do a couple Zen Burgers.
Excellent.
One in Garden State Mall, and then the next one will be in Cherry Hills, which is a suburb really of Philadelphia, but on the Jersey side of the border. And then I come back to Arizona, and we're doing a big culinary dropout restaurant on 7th Street in Montebello.
Fun.
Yeah, and then we have a new concept coming, which we're calling Little Cleo's, and it's going to be an oyster shack, if you will. It's actually a restaurant, but it's going to be dinner only, and it's going to be big seafood-based. We're going to focus on mostly how you can manipulate an oyster, but at the same time,
I would pay good money to see Regan Jasper manipulate an oyster.
I have to tell you that the jellyfish threw me for a loop for Maria, but we're going to have obviously work with lobster quite a bit and some crab and fun stuff like that, and then after that I'm off to Dallas and we do True Food Kitchen in Dallas.
Right.
So that's all in between now and April. Not to mention that I've got I've got the golf tournament with Accenture going on, and we'll do menu changes throughout the organization as we kind of try to freshen up as we go into the new year and just kind of keep rolling all the fun that we're doing and while I'm staring at Isabel, you need to throw out there that when we reopened North, we had a great Yelp event, and talk about support from them and how they came out. It was strong, and stronger than I was expecting. So it was a big event.
Well, I mean, Bella was there.
Yeah, she was
half the draw.
Yeah.
But anyway, now this Little Cleo's. Yeah. I'm assuming that you're breaking news on this show. I mean, you probably haven't spoken to anybody about
that. My lips have been sealed, so I'm cracking it right here.
I'm taking the credit for breaking news.
Yes, good. Get after it.
That's going to be a lot of fun. Where's that concept going to be?
So, well, that's cool because, we're going to do it right next door to Culinary Dropout.
Okay.
So we're in a center that is kind of a rehab center where it was an old Kawasaki and Ducati motorcycle dealership. And the landlord has kind of re-energized that whole center and put almost $5 million into the deal and brought it to life. And so we carved out a nice big spot for a Culinary Dropout with it's got a big overhang that is enormous, and we're going to have, we're going to call that area the yard.
Love it.
And so you'll be able to go out to the yard, and there'll be a beer garden out there and a stage, and there'll be, all kinds of, we'll be playing bocce ball and things like that and have a band and all that. And so we go, man, this other space can just fall right in line. And
perfect.
And so we took that space as well, and it's just beautiful. It's going to have great synergy. They'll play off of each other nicely, and we get to, you know, do what we do best, which is create and come up with a new concept and have fun and get all excited about, you know, oysters.
I love the fun. So we got about another minute and a half left before we hit a news break and thank a couple of sponsors. But you just capped off a great bubbles tasting event. Here we are in the heart of the holidays.
You know, I did.
Bubble time, man.
You know, and I think that, you know, I think the reason why I wanted to do it is not just so much for New Year's, but this is the time to buy sparkling wine. And the reason why it's time to buy sparkling wine is because the sparkling houses put such an emphasis on retail to go out and buy massive amounts of champagne and sparkling wine that their inventories are swelling, and so their prices come way down because they've just made this huge commitment to time. So I wanted to go through this class with everybody and just say, hey, this is the difference between a cava and prosecco and domestic sparkling wine versus champagne and rosé champagne and blanc de blanc, blanc de noir, you know, and a tête cuvée, and just kind of give you the different reasons, and then at the same time send these people off into the retail environment and go buy something cool for home. Because this is the time to do it. Prices don't get any better than they are right now.
Great advice from Regan Jasper, the Vice President of Beverage and Hospitality and partner at Fox Restaurant Concepts. And I would say, looking at the Bubbles menu here at Wildflower, this is a great place for people to come on in if they miss the event, get a little sense of the bubble scene, and you'll guide them down the path.
For sure.
Absolutely love it. We're going to be taking a quick Fox News break, and we're going to be thanking a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, the man himself, he sat down, he's come out of the kitchen to share the next half hour with us. His name is Chef Omar Huerta. You don't want to miss this. You're listening to On the Menu live on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM. Don't go away.
Spice up your Saturday night. He'll tell you where to have fun tonight. It's On the Menu live with Matt Russell on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM.
And welcome back to On the Menu live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of happiness. As I do every Saturday at 4, but now we're at Wildflower American Cuisine, southwest corner of Oracle and Ina in the Casas Adobas Plaza with my lovely celebrity co-host for the full hour, Tucson community manager for Yelp.com, Isabella Jafroy.
Hello, hola.
Isabella Jafroy.
Jafroy.
I just want to keep doing that.
Do it.
But anyway, you know, New Year's Eve is coming. I want to give a plug out to one of our dearly beloved sponsors, the Hacienda del Sol. They're hosting a beautiful New Year's Eve event. We want to encourage all of our listeners to find a little bit more about that. Got a chef's five-course tasting menu, party favors. There's live music. There's dancing to this music of the Undercover Band. Beautiful champagne toast, only $95. A little bit more if you want a wine pairing. 529-3500 for New Year's Eve at the Hacienda del Sol. And we're here with the Vice President of Beverage and Hospitality and partner for Vox Restaurant. His name is Regan Jasper, and he's back with us.
Yeah.
Love you, man.
Love you, too.
Absolutely love it.
And love Hacienda del Sol. You know, a big spot in my heart for there. I worked many years at Hacienda del Sol.
That's where you and I first met.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
What a great property.
I began learning from you, and I mean this sincerely, Regan, from the very first moment we met, our very first encounter, I began learning from you, and sort of wherever you went, the journey you went on, you sort of took me on. And there's almost been on the foodie side of my world, there's almost like a mentor quality. Well, so, you know, I'm grateful for that.
It's a great relationship we have.
We're going to be bringing on Chef Omar Huerta here in a couple of minutes, but we want to talk to you about Chef Spike.
Yeah.
Because Spike is probably today the busiest person in a pastry kitchen in the Western Hemisphere.
Well, she's going pretty hard because we took on a big chunk and said, let's open up her skills to the public and let them just buy something in a retail environment. And
right.
So we made holiday pies. And so our holiday pie is, you know, apple and pear and cranberry, and it's done in a walnut crumble crust. And you know, she's back there baking pies, and you know, her goal is to, you know, get to about 100. We're at 70 now. I think we could do 150 all day long.
Probably before the end of the show.
Yeah.
That's our listener.
That's the goal. And so they're $18 a pop, and you got to order them today or tomorrow, and then pick up on New Year's Eve, on Christmas Eve.
Okay, $18 a pop.
Yep.
How do they order their pies?
So they call the restaurant at 219-4230.
219-4230. Very good.
Wow.
To order your holiday pie. Now, look, there's cream pies, there's chocolate pies, there's coconut, there's banana, there's everything. I'm a fruit pie guy.
Yeah.
And $18, I mean, you could double the price, and it's a spike pie.
It's a spike pie.
You're never going to see it again.
I'm telling you, and it's worth the drive over to Wildflower just to get one for the holidays for your family, because she's one of the most talented pastry chefs I've ever met, and I've met a lot.
You've met a lot.
I've met
Get
a lot.
Your holiday pie from Wildflower, and Chef Spike will take care of you.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
You want me to go over those flavors again just because they might be coming up? Apple pear cranberry is what I'm looking for.
Apple pear cranberry. Ooh, a little bit because, you know, good information to keep flagging. Well, let's see now. Anyway, well, here we are. He's in a Chef White's. He stepped out of the kitchen. Stepped away from the zone that he is sort of running. He's got this very capable culinary team behind him. He's got a great story, and I'm just grateful that you've taken a few minutes out of your time, Chef, to come visit with us, the executive chef here at Wildflower American Cuisine, Omar Huerta. Nice to see you, Chef.
Nice to see you, Matt. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Oh, say that again.
How you doing?
I like that. Because most other chefs have got these sort of crazy Food Network kind of.
He's been drinking honey and hot water for about 5 minutes now to have this sulky voice.
Give me some tips.
It's all part of the encounter here. Omar Huerta, you have a date for tonight, Chef?
Working on it.
All right, so congratulations. I love the food program here at Wildflower. Always have from the first day. And I want you to sort of take our listeners on a tour of what the whole American cuisine story is all about here at Wildflower. But let's get to know you as a person, your journey. How did you get involved? And now what are you? You're probably 14, 15 by now?
Closer to 32.
Closer to 32. Where did this whole the culinary journey start for you? I mean, were you learning at your mom's apron side, tugging away, or how did that get started?
Yeah, it actually started. My family bought a restaurant in about 98 when this restaurant opened, and I worked there for a couple of years, and I was in high school and all that, and then graduated from high school, and the restaurant has actually shut down, and I started working at McMahon's. I learned a lot of what I learned there, and then started with this company about 6 years ago, and I've worked at North, Montana Avenue, Zen Burger, and now here.
Well, so where'd you go to high school?
Catalina Foothills
High School graduate right here, ladies and gentlemen. We got some Foothills parents that are sitting right here.
All right.
Where's the Falcon Pride, ladies and gentlemen? Jeez. No, you know, my son's a senior at Foothills.
Okay, cool.
So, you know, maybe he can be an executive chef one day, too.
Maybe he can.
That's how it works, right?
Yep.
So you've been with the Fox Restaurant Concepts for several years, and now you're here at kind of Wildflower. Do you think that, you know, looking at some of your inspirations over the years, and I want you to talk about some, have they kind of helped inspire the way you approach the opportunity here at Wildflower? Talk a little bit about who you kind of look up to, whose shoulders you stand on in this business.
Well, what's great is the fact that I've worked at so many different restaurants in the company. I kind of feel like I've evolved at every concept. So, I mean, like North, I had to expand my knowledge of Italian food, and then Montana was a lot of American stuff like it is here. And so I think that's kind of rounded me up to be a successful chef here at this store. This store is really detail-oriented, a lot of, you know, American flavors, but with Asian and some Latin flavors thrown in, and a lot of other stuff that makes it really fun and enjoyable.
Beautiful. Yeah. And so is there one particular chef, or is there one someone along the way, were you ever mentored as a student, or were you mentored as an ascending chef?
I mean, I've worked for a couple of chefs in the company that have kind of shown me the way, I would say. One of them being Corey Holland, the other Carlos Calderon, who's now the chef at North.
Absolutely, yeah,
so
great.
A lot of cool things from
one
them.
Of our heroes. Yeah, we had the chance to talk with Chef Carlos a few weeks ago, and we loved getting to know him. And you know, he's a rock star.
Yeah,
I mean, let's be honest, Bella Hafidoy. I mean, all these Fox chefs. I mean, they're rock stars.
They really are incredible. Yeah. Delicious food all around.
So American cuisine. Okay, so we're going to put some of your claims to the test here in a few minutes. We're actually going to, on live radio, there's no safety net here, Chef.
None.
We're actually going to, and we have very discriminating palates here that have shown up. We're actually going to feast upon your majesty here in a few minutes to be able to experience for ourselves sort of this this Wildflower concept. But give our listeners a sense of what we really mean when we say American cuisine, because I'm going to be honest with you. American cuisine seems self-explanatory. But one look at the menu, and it's anything but traditional. Talk about that.
Right. I think it goes more of the idea of American is that it's got influences from everywhere. America is such a big melting pot in different cultures and all that stuff. And we try to bring all those flavors in, but still keep it, you know, so you can still identify it. So it's not something so crazy you'll never try it. So I know we have like a porco sabuco, some scallops on the menu, you know, different things, some mussels with Spanish chorizo, things like that, that bring it all together in kind of that American feel, you know.
I love it. Yeah. And Regan, so as you're looking about across all these restaurants, I mean, I think you know, I don't know if it's a tendency or if it's just sort of reality, but when you're looking at, and I'm certainly not going to use the chain word, but when you're looking at a company that is known for a number of different concepts, there seems to sort of be this one thing that appears, not necessarily one specific item, but one thing that sort of appears everywhere conceptually. But the one thing that I think fascinates me most about Fox is that it is such this symphony of concepts and flavors, and you're not going to find the same exact thing at any other restaurants. I mean, is that the idea?
Yeah, by choice, that's our idea.
Right.
Is that, you know, there's so many restaurants only have a palette of so much, and then you start seeing the same restaurants kind of homogenizing themselves where they're using the same menu items across their different brands. And our thought process was the only thing that we want to have that's homogenized over it is hospitality.
Yes.
You know, we want to set the bar really high on hospitality, and then we want the ingredients, whether it be the wine list in the cocktail menu or the food menu, to each brand have their own identity there. But you should be able to tell that it's one of our restaurants by the level of hospitality from, you know, the culinary team to the hostess team.
Well, from the moment you walk in the door, quite frankly.
Yeah.
And almost before, I mean, especially when you come into Wildflower, you get this great little courtyard, which is suitable for any occasion, any time of the year. The moment you come in, it's sort of this hospitality is really what you're surrounded by.
And that's the mindset, is we're not in the restaurant business, just like a hotel's not in the hotel business. We're in the hospitality business, and we have people coming over and visiting our store. We treat them like they're coming to our home.
I love it. Chef Omar Huerta, so I'm going to put you on the spot. So you're interviewing for the chef job here at Wildflower. Who are you interviewing with? Who's the guy? Who's the woman?
That'll be Amber or Regan.
Okay, Regan. Yeah. So they're looking at you across the table.
Yeah.
You know, they've looked at your bona fides. They looked at your resume. They know you. What, you know? And then the question is, what is it that Omar Huerta is going to bring to the Wildflower experience for our guests?
I don't know. I love you know, that those details, the things that, you know, the sprouts on the salad on the scallops, that they're perfectly fresh, and the butter's perfect, and the salmon on the smoked salmon is fantastic, perfect color, perfectly cut.
Wow.
Things like that.
So it's attention to detail, and as we say on the show so many times, I mean, an amazing culinary experience has to go beyond how something tastes.
Exactly.
And so, again, when we're looking at presentation, we're looking at finesse, we're looking at garnish. These are the kinds of things, because the moment the plate comes down on the table, you're automatically triggering a response from your guest.
Yeah, exactly.
People that are going to go on to Yelp, right, and they're going to say things about you and your restaurant. And may God bless you, Regan Jasper. What have you just handed me? This is a weapon of mass destruction that has landed in my hand.
There's one of the pies,
That's
baby.
That's a pie?
That's your pie.
Oh, my goodness gracious. It's got away. Oh, my gosh.
I got to take a picture of this
on Yelp
right now.
And put it on Yelp. If you could lift the darn thing. That is a pie.
That's beautiful.
Okay, so this is exactly what it is that we're talking about.
Yeah.
It's this finesse. It's really the way that you approach the aesthetic of a meal, and that is something that we celebrate, really, not only at Wildflower, but across the Fox Restaurant Concepts family of restaurants.
Well, and Omar's being incredibly humble.
Aren't they all, Regan?
His passion that he brings to the dining room and to the kitchen is really the piece that sets him apart. You know, he's very humble. He's almost shy in front of the radio, but, you know, when you get him into the restaurant, it's not just details. It's passion of doing it right.
Well, you know, with the voice, you know, Casey back at the KNST studio says we've got three callers who want to know what he's doing tonight. You know, I don't see a ring, so I hope you don't have plans tonight, Chef.
I'll have to talk to my girlfriend about that.
So we're actually gonna have a little bit of a tasting. Talk a little bit about how the menu is structured. So you have some wonderful starters. Is it a lunch menu and a dinner menu?
Yeah, there's two separate menus. We got great appetizers, you know, really start the meal off, and then some nice fall and winter entrees. Like right here, we have the pork osobuco. It's some white polenta, creamy, hearty, but still the nice apple salad on top. Nice freshness with that. And then the desserts. I mean, you can't beat Spike's desserts.
Okay, so I can't take it anymore. I got a fork in one hand and a knife in the other, and I'm running my mouth. Where would you suggest we start? Because you've got really a lovely assortment.
I would start with the smoked salmon.
Great. You know, Regan and Chef
pointed
at the same plate. Talk about foodies on the same page. All right, what do we got going on here, Chef?
So it's smoked salmon on a galette, crispy potato, and then you've got a little creme fraiche, so nice, light creaminess, and then your mixed greens on top with a nice truffle vinaigrette. Should all go together fantastic. You can't speak.
This is live radio. So this is a potato.
It is, yes.
Beautifully crispy.
Mm-hmm.
And so the creaminess of that salmon
it's creme fraiche.
Creme fraiche.
Yes.
Beautiful match you get, and the texture is something that I think is most extraordinary. Bella, you got to try this.
Oh, she's got it.
I remember the first time I had this dish.
I have not had this before. Okay.
It's a Wildflower classic.
Yes.
Don't ever get rid of it.
No.
It's
no.
Ever have somebody come in and say, "Yeah, give me some of them salmon and
town.
No, no, no,
they don't belong here. Go to Atlanta.
Other stores
they belong here. We'd love to have them.
Thank you. Gorgeous greens on top. Colorful, bountiful. This is a beautiful place to start a tasting. Mm-hmm. I love this.
Great.
Do we have to move on? This is so good. Okay. And all right. So this is very intriguing to me. What do we got
here? Those are pan-seared scallops skewered with lemongrass. And then you have forbidden black rice with some sautéed spinach and snap peas. A little bit of soy butter with some toasted sesame seeds. Some mizuna and some radish sprouts.
Okay. So beautiful. Absolutely cooked. Are they? These are seared on the outside. You get a nice little bit of a crust. That they're just coming apart beautifully. Scallops, so tough to do at home. Why bother? Come to Wildflower. You know, you've got the beautiful preparation here.
Agreed.
The challenge with scallops at home is most of the time they're wet packed out in the public.
And right.
You have to get them dry because if they're pumped full of saline or water when they're wet packed, then they don't sear at home.
Yeah. Great
point.
Talk about this is value added right here. I mean, Regan Jasper's coming in.
Nice job, Regan.
Okay.
Nice.
My wife is looking at this and she fondly recalls the forbidden rice. At Bistro, was it Bistro's?
I don't remember.
You have
Bistro's then with the ahi tuna.
With the ahi tuna.
I remember that meal.
And the forbidden rice.
Heavenly.
I mean, this takes me to a whole other level of culinary.
So we could do it here for you. We have ahi. We could do it right on that same set.
Mm-hmm. What is forbidden rice? I mean, this is just gorgeous. You can't.
It's just a black Asian rice. You can get at any Asian specialty market. It's great. Cook it just like you would rice. A little
the
water.
Greens are absolutely delicious. Oh my gosh.
Good.
So. That's a dinner menu item?
That is.
Okay, that is beautiful. Again, and you can't. I wish this was a TV show because to be able to see the presentation and the colors and sort of the inkiness of that forbidden rice, the black rice, and it's moist and the way it's picking up that beautiful sauce, the blanket of sauce, which it lovingly sits on top of. There's a lot of love in your business.
There
is that right?
There is. There has to be.
Okay, so where are we going next?
So the porco buco.
This is it.
It's a braised
this
pork.
This is a serious... This is a serious dish.
We braise that for 3 hours.
3 hours
low
on the pork.
Low tap in the oven, Some butter poached asparagus, some creamy white polenta.
Why am I even bothering with a knife? I don't even mind a knife. Who needs a knife with this?
Should be able to pull that right off.
Beautifully tender.
Yeah.
Polenta, gorgeous, earthy flavors here. Now, you've got this topped with some asparagus, and is this a little bit of a...
It's an apple and sage salad.
Okay, so beautiful here.
So it'll be nice and light.
Nice and light. And again, the difference in temperature.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got the beautiful, the warm polenta. The beautiful pork. You've got the great ice-cold apple crisp salad. So you've got the differences in temperature, differences in texture. This is absolutely gorgeous. And this is braised for how long?
About 3 hours.
What's the secret about why not four, why not two? What's the magic?
It depends on the size of the piece of meat, but you go any longer with this particular thing, it'll dry out. You go any less, it won't fall off. You know, it won't be as tender. It's just finding that the right temperature, the right amount of time.
Polenta, something that there's almost been a renaissance. Mm-hmm. I mean, polenta 5 years ago didn't see a whole lot of, but it's so versatile. And the fact, and again, it's not easy to do.
Right.
Again, going back to the home thing, I've tried polenta at home.
Yeah.
Big mistake. Big mistake.
You got to have patience.
It's almost like a roux. I mean, you have to sit with it. You have to be committed.
You can't walk away.
You've got to be, you have to be engaged and aligned with it, or it won't work.
Nope.
That's why you're so busy back in the kitchen.
That's exactly
okay,
right.
Okay, so we've had some gorgeous food here, Chef Omar Huerta at Wildflower, giving us a sense of what this whole American cuisine thing is all about for lunch, for happy hour, for dinner. Just a celebration. I'm just so proud of you and all that you've done. Wonderful. Now, we want to give an opportunity
Thank
for
you.
One of our listeners to call in if they know the answer to the question, because whoever calls in first with the right answer is going to get a Wildflower gift card. And the answer is, I think... We'll see who's been listening. Anyway, Regan Jasper, what's the trivia question of the week?
Oh, what's Spike's holiday pie flavors?
What are Spike's holiday pie flavors? And you want to say that she's doing three of them, right?
Yeah, I'll take two of the three.
Two of the three holiday flavors of Chef Spike's holiday pies.
Yeah, if you're paying attention for, two-thirds of the time, I'm good.
Exactly right. If you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call right now, 880-KNST, 880-5678, for a chance to win a gift card to experience Omar Huerta and Wildflower for yourself. Good luck. We'll be right back.
Do you realize how many fantastic restaurants are in Tucson? He's your cheat sheet. It's On the Menu, live with Matt Russell on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM.
And, I love the music. Welcome back to the Omar Huerta Show. No, you're listening to On the Menu Live, and this is Matt Russell broadcasting live from my absolutely favorite place this week. It is Wildflower American Cuisine. Just chilling and grilling with Chef Omar Huerta, having a great time with some delicious things that he's brought out for us to try. We're here with our celebrity co-host, who is just about to wrap with us here from Yelp.com, the Tucson community manager, Isabella Jafroy.
Thank you for having me.
In the house. Turned me on to some great things. She's a fan of that salmon. She's long been a fan of that. And then Regan Jasper, VP extraordinaire, having a great time here.
Great time.
Okay, so the trivia question is, I know we got a caller or two on the line. I'm going to read the number again. The number is 880-KNST, 880-5678. If you know the answer to this question, Chef Spike, the pastry chef here at Fox Restaurant Concepts, is knocking out three holiday pies this season, and they're beautiful. They're glorious. In fact, one just landed.
It's one with all three flavors.
It's one. This is what, you're got to be kidding me.
No, that's all she's doing.
Oh, that's just all
one,
she's doing.
One flavor.
Okay. Pie, all three in one?
Yeah.
Oh, it just got better.
Yeah.
Thank you for clarifying.
My pleasure.
Okay, so there's three things going on in these pies, and we want you to tell us what are two of the three flavors that are in this magnificent pie. And if you call us up now at 880-5678 with the right answer, you're going to get a gift card to experience Wildflower for yourself. And we will not wait any longer. We're going to go to line one and say hi to line one, and it's Tracy. Tracy, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, hi, Tracy.
Hi. Matt, how are you?
I'm doing great. So nice to have you on the show. So anyway,
thanks.
I would love to give you a gift card to experience Wildflower for yourself. Don't know when the last time you were here. But anyway, what are the flavors that Chef Spike is knocking out in this holiday pie?
I think it was apple and pear.
Apple and pear.
Or cranberry.
Pear.
Yeah, there you go. Ding, 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 ding.
Did she get it?
She got it.
All three.
Tracy, congratulations.
Well played, Tracy.
Wow. So
awesome.
I don't know. So, Tracy, have you ever been to Wildflower before?
I have. I love it.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that. Well, you're in for a treat because Regan Jasper and his team here are going to treat you to your next experience at Wildflower. I want you to stay on the line. Don't go away because Casey back at the station is going to get all your information, and it's going to be our privilege to send you a gift card in the mail. Thanks so much.
Oh, thank you.
Awesome.
Tracy nailed it.
I love it.
So
paying attention.
This is all one pie. So I got her wrong the first time.
So she makes only one pie every year, and then it's this year is – is apple, pear, and cranberry all mixed together, and then
beautiful.
The crust is, walnut crust.
And this is a walnut
crumble.
Like a crumble.
Yeah,
okay.
And it's delicious.
Beautiful.
I can smell it.
Yeah,
all
we,
three
can
flavors.
You?
Yeah.
And that's really mine?
That's all yours,
you've
baby.
Done, okay, did she think about me when she made it?
I'm certain of it.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Right, just all little details.
Yeah, right?
Okay, so.
What, Matt's here?
I'm not going to let anyone touch that pie because I'm taking that home. But there is a dessert here that is sort of lovingly manifest before me, which I think is going to go beautifully after we started with that gorgeous salmon, those beautifully tender, seared, just moist on the inside scallops with that forbidden rice, and this gorgeous pork ossobuco with the asparagus on creamy polenta with this apple sage, almost like a slaw, almost, right? Salad.
Yeah, nice and crispy.
Omar Huerta, nice and crispy. Almost like our celebrity co-host. Right? I mean, here she is, the nice and crispy Isabella Fafai.
I like that, nice and crispy.
Anyway, so how are we going to conclude this culinary encounter, Chef?
So this is our Spike's play on a German chocolate cake.
Oh, my goodness. You get a picture of this, Bella?
Not yet.
All right, do it quick because I'm going in.
So it's
going quick.
Comes with a coconut and pecan custard.
Oh my goodness!
Some espresso beans, chocolate covered espresso beans, and a chocolate or a coffee semifreddo.
Coffee what?
Semifreddo.
Talk to me about that.
It means half frozen.
Half frozen.
Semifreddo.
Should I have a little bite of that after I go in? Or
absolutely.
Okay, so I'm going in here. Where's the coconut? Regan says this is the coconut.
There you go, baby.
All right. Yeah. Oh, this is a nice texture.
Yeah.
A little bit of a resistance going in, chock full of fresh ingredients. Here you go.
Cannonball.
There's in the hole. Where do you go from that?
You go to semi.
You go night after that.
Right.
That is beautiful. So I'm going to go try this
half
frozen. What's in this beautiful?
It's a coffee flavor.
Oh, coffee.
Yeah.
Mm. Again, the textures is kind of this thing that.
It's
that goes
amazing.
Around the thing, just little. They're soft and there's chewy. There's resistance and there's crunch, and there's everything.
And don't you love the paintbrush stroke of chocolate just to tie it all together on the plate?
Is that what, okay, so literally, and I know when you say paintbrush, you're probably talking, a brush.
Yeah, that's a brush.
There's no mistaking the tracks there.
No. Nope.
That is a beautiful brush wielded by Chef Spike herself.
Yep, there it is.
And that is just, and this sort of half-frozen is lovingly laid atop of that. Absolutely beautiful. I don't even know where to go from this. I mean, this is just beautiful. This is a symphony of flavors.
Yeah, great. This is actually our Spike's feature right now. It's a changing dessert. So we've ran a pumpkin pudding, an affogato. So that'll be changing all the time. So this is a really gets a chance for Spike to kind of play.
I love it when Spike plays.
Yeah.
Love it. Okay, someone's going to come into Wildflower. They're going to say, Chef, I've never been here before. I'm looking at the menu. Everything looks so good. You want to give them the Omar experience, unlike they've never had before. What's the one item on the menu, Chef, that you're going to say, this is what you need to be trying?
I mean, I'm partial to the pork ossobuco.
Attaboy.
I mean, I really.
Attaboy.
You can't go wrong with it. You know, it's nice and hearty for the winter, and then you have that polenta, like you said. And then that salad kind of just tops it off.
How often are you changing up the menu? I know seasonally inspired is something that I think that has really defined what Fox is all about. I mean, there's all kinds of great things happening in different parts of the year. So at Wildflower, are you changing out as different produce?
Seasonally, we changed it for the fall, and we'll be changing it in the spring again. And then, you know, we changed it in the summer. So as produce comes and goes and things come into season and to put out the best product we can put out, it's – has to be the best and in season.
Love it. Chef Omar Huerta, executive chef here at Wildflower American Cuisine. You and all of your grandeur and your fans, they're beckoning for you to return to the kitchen. I don't want to let them down, but anyway, great to see you.
Thanks
so much
me.
For all that you're doing here for this company. And thank you for sharing your wisdom with us.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Really appreciate it. Regan Jasper, so hours of operation. Where are you guys located? How can people find out more about you online?
Yeah. So we go to www.foxrc.com. So the Restaurant Concepts, or you can go spell it out, foxrestaurantconcepts.com. You can get us either way. We're on the southwest side of Oracle and Ina in the Casas Adobe's parking lot, and our phone number is 219-4230.
219-4230.
Yep.
Lunch, happy hour?
Yeah, lunch.
Dinner?
Dinner. You know, early, you know, we do a little happy hour business, but it's not a big happy hour restaurant. This is more a power lunch.
Power lunch.
Yeah, strong power lunch.
Been there many times.
Yeah, it's awesome lunch. And then just a really great dinner. You always know you're going to get it right. It's the consistency piece is what you're coming here. You know you're going to get that great hospitality and great food.
Perfect. And order your holiday pie now. When's the deadline to get it in time for the holiday?
You have to do it by, you know, noon tomorrow.
Noon tomorrow. The number again to call to order that holiday pie.
219-4230.
219-4230. Regan Jasper, thanks for everything, brother. Always fun hanging out with you. Bella Hafroy from Yelp, thank you so much.
Congratulations
on your debut.
Gracias.
If you missed any part of this show whatsoever, you can listen to the entire show on our website, onthemenulive.com, starting next week. In the meantime, this is Matt Russell reminding you, if it's Saturday from 4 to 5, it's On The Menu Live. Have a great weekend.